This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Authorities continue to search for survivors after a wing of a 12-story beachfront condo building collapsed with a roar in a town outside Miami on Thursday, killing at least one person and trapping residents in rubble and twisted metal. Rescuers pulled dozens of survivors and continued to look for more. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Caba told WPLG that everything is being done to try to get to anyone who's trapped.
Our people are working around the clock, our fire rescue team leaving no stone unturned, and we're working with the families on reunification as well as those that were dislocated in the neighboring buildings.
Authorities did not say what might have caused the collapse. Some work was being done on the roof of the building, but it's not known if that was sufficient to have caused the collapse. President Biden says he is optimistic after reaching a bipartisan infrastructure deal. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president met with Senate Democrats and Republicans at the White House, and when they were done, he said,
"We have a deal.
This bill doesn't have all the things the president wanted."
That's what it means to compromise. And it reflects something important. It reflects consensus. The heart of democracy requires consensus.
Maine Republican Susan Collins was in the room. She says it's important to show the Senate can function.
Everyone contributed to what is the largest infrastructure package in history.
Money would go to things like roads and highways, broadband, and efforts to tackle climate change. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 indexes closed at record highs on Thursday. The Dow also jumped almost 1% after President Biden embraced a bipartisan Senate infrastructure deal. This is VOA News. The United States is planning to evacuate a group of vulnerable Afghan interpreters before the U.S. military completes its withdrawal from Afghanistan so they can wrap up their visa applications from safety. U.S. officials said on Thursday the evacuation of the at-risk Afghans would include their family members for a total of as many as 50,000 people. The decision by the Biden administration risks inflaming a sense of crisis in Afghanistan just one day before Biden meets with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani for talks in Washington aimed at projecting a sense of partnership despite the U.S. military exit. Roughly 650 U.S. troops are expected to remain in Afghanistan to provide security for diplomats after the main American military force completes its withdrawal. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The departure of some 4,000 U.S. troops has been unfolding well before President Biden's September 11th deadline, and it will intensify over the next 2 weeks, according to inside sources. They tell the Associated Press about 650 service members will remain in Afghanistan, providing security for diplomats. And several hundred more will remain at the Kabul airport temporarily to assist Turkish troops, providing security. The U.S. expects to have most coalition personnel out by July 4th. The withdrawal comes as the Taliban accelerates its battlefield activities. That's fueling fears the Afghan government could collapse in a matter of months. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Leaders of indigenous groups in Canada said Thursday investigators have found more than 600 unmarked graves at the site of a former residential school for indigenous children, a discovery that follows last month's report of 215 bodies found at another school. The bodies were discovered at the Merivale Indian Residential School, which operated from 1899 to 1997, where the Cowessess First Nation is now located, about 135 kilometers east of Regina, the capital of Saskatchewan. A search with ground-penetrating radar resulted in 751 hits, indicating that at least 600 bodies were buried in the area, according to tribal officials. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits dropped last week, a sign that layoffs declined and the job market is improving. The Labor Department said Thursday jobless claims declined 7,000 from the previous week to 411,000. The number of weekly applications for unemployment aid has fallen steadily this year from about 900,000 in January. The level of claims generally reflects the pace of layoffs. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.